going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Friday.
Yes.
Steve Niggs, it's the last Friday in the month of April.
Oh, my God. Where's the time going? I'm okay with that because that means we're getting closer and closer to summer.
And yesterday was very summer-like weather.
Yes.
Today is going to be summer-like weather. Normally, they say April showers bring May flowers, but we've had some good April sunshine.
Dude, yesterday was awesome. I even looked at my wife. I'm like, if it was like this year-round, I would be the happiest man in the world. It's like the perfect weather. Shorts, tank top, flip-flops.
Sunscreen?
Sure.
But you have that Italian skin. You probably don't burn like I burn.
Oh, I'm good for, I'm sorry, like a lot of people. I get that good burn like the first time, and then after that, I'm good to go.
Lucky.
I got to get that base burn.
I think you're bragging to a poor Celtic girl right
okay,
now that has
fine.
None of that experience. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Salon. Today, it's, well, something that is very near and dear to my heart, and I definitely am celebrating it. It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
Because I know that you're...
Who do I go to?
You're your own hairstylist.
Yes.
What has been the evolution of your, like, tools to keep your head so shiny and smooth? Like, were you ever using, like I'm your Venus, I'm your fire? Were you using, like a Venus razor, and then you have one of those, like, handheld ones?
Okay, so at some point, it was just, like, the clippers, and I would put it on zero attachment, but then, you know, I still had a little stubble. So then I got one of those skull shavers.
And they work?
That thing was awesome until it stopped working, so I haven't gotten a new one because I'm just cheap and I don't want to drop like $100 or $70 for one of these things because it only lasted a year and I'm like, this is just bull crap. But you could use it in the shower and it was kind of cool, like, to take care of it that way. So now, and I don't like doing it, but now I'm a Gillette guy or whatever your razor is.
The best man can get.
How does she know jingles to razors? Both Venus and Gillette?
You never nared that thing?
No. I'm I'd be afraid that the Nair might like drip down and land on my eyebrows, and next thing you know, I come in looking like a full-on alien.
I can almost smell Nair just talking about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's bad.
Have you used Nair?
Back in the day, oh yeah.
Never mind. 10 out of 10
do not recommend. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the NFL draft yesterday. I think the big news on the national level was this.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
Right, let's not forget Washington State, too.
Go Cougs!
I mean, he turned his back on the Cougs, but he was a Coug at one point.
A lot of people do.
You haven't yet.
Not yet.
But
never.
I think for us Seahawks fans, we're all waiting. The 18th pick. Will they trade out of that? Are they going to actually address some of their needs? They didn't trade out of it, and they did address one of their needs.
With the 18th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Gray Zabel, guard, North Dakota State.
There's your guy. Yeah, this is my favorite player in the draft.
All right, I'm sold. If someone says, I don't know who the hell that was.
Favorite?
But, you know, he's your favorite. He's got a great name.
Throwing around the F word, favorite.
And there's some reasons why on the screen. Five position flex. He's played tackle. He proved at the Senior Bowl where he dominated that he could kick inside and play guard or center. You can see his movement and his commitment to finishing.
And that's what endeared us to you, Taryn Daly, is your commitment to finishing.
Yes, yes.
Wait. I didn't mean it that way, Danny.
That's how I took it.
Here's Coach Mike McDonald talking about their new Seahawks player, Gray Zabel.
He's going to start a guard and work interior. But the cool thing about Gray is he can play all five spots. Hopefully we're not moving around much. He sticks a guard for a long time here, but he does have that versatility. This guy's a great pass protector. He can hit his targets on the move. He's really athletic. He's tough. He finishes blocks, which is one of my favorite things about him. So in that way, he's gonna fit in great.
Also, one of our favorite things about Taryn Daly is she finishes her blocks. And then Gray Zabel did do an interview with some of the Seattle media talking about how excited he is to come to the Pacific Northwest.
It was a roller coaster of emotion. I mean, it's just so unbelievable to, one, be drafted to an organization like the Seahawks, and two, to get that call with friends and family all around me. And, man, it's a lifelong dream to play in the NFL, and I'm super excited to get to work.
I'm excited. It sounds like this guy's a stud.
Oh, yeah.
And I also love the people on social media. They went with the right thing. And some of you are like, well, that was a real safe pick. Yes.
We can't make anyone happy.
Yes. They picked something that they needed. I guess that would be considered safe, but also considered smart.
Necessary.
Let's go, Hawks. I'm very excited about this.
I am as well. There is a guy named Josh Connerly Jr. He's a local dude from here in Seattle. He went to Rainier Beach High School. Seahawks had their eyes on him, but he ended up going 29th overall to the Washington Commanders.
I went to the wrong Washington.
Right? And he's a duck. So.
Oh, so good riddance.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, as far as weather, the Mariners won yesterday, too. Yay. Another series win. That was exciting. I guess just for me.
Go, Mariners!
So Brian Wu pitched 6 strong innings. They ended up winning 4-3. Now they're coming back home to take on the Miami Marlins for a 3-game series. Weather, we're hitting a high of 69.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. That's the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, yesterday we were delighted to talk to your mother, and it was all about you being an ugly baby at one point. Things got a little bit odd when we were chatting with her.
It kind of did, yeah.
We're going to hear your wife's reaction to all of this at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yesterday, we had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with your mother, Steve Miggs.
A lot of the Rockaholics, they seem to really enjoy how chill my mom is.
She is my favorite person, honestly.
Mine too.
And she was kind of running us through a story, or we were running her through a story, I guess I should say, that she didn't quite remember.
Yeah, because I kept bringing up for time and time again, like, this is a story that I'll never forget. Like, her sharing that she refused to show a picture of me when I was first born to anybody because she said, and I quote, like, you were just an ugly baby that looked like a peanut head. And so you're like, can we get her on the phone? I'm like, sure. Well, apparently she doesn't remember any of this. And we have the audio of that moment where we were chatting with my mom. I was wondering if you remember, you told me a story a long time ago, and I'm not sure if you'll remember, but there was a time when there was a certain picture that you had of me, and you refused to show it to anyone.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember this picture. Why would I not show it to anybody?
Because you said that I was not very cute and I look like a peanut head.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
No. But then I guess I didn't want to remember it.
I remember we were home for a family gathering. We're like, oh, yeah, there's that certain picture of when you were first born. I don't want to show it to anyone because you look like a little peanut head.
Oh, sorry.
Now he looks like a big peanut head, though, Mom.
Yeah, right. But it must have been very fast that you became very good looking.
Thank you.
Still is.
Yes.
Look at this guy.
Thank you, Taryn.
So handsome.
You recognize. You know, and it's like one of those things where I struggle with a little bit because she's getting older and her memory's not the best. Like, there are times we're on the phone and she'll ask me how the weather here is or how my job is like 6 times in like a 20-minute conversation. But I just had to take it with a grain of salt. But I went home yesterday and I was telling my wife about this and she was just like, she doesn't remember that. And I was like, okay, I'm not crazy.
So your wife is confirming that this is a real thing that has happened.
I had to pull out my phone and chat with my wife about it.
We had my mom on the radio show, and I asked her if she remembers the time that she refused to show a picture of me when I was a kid, and she didn't remember, but you remember that, right?
Yes.
What did she say? What was the reason why she wouldn't show a picture of me?
You look like a peanut.
Thank you. And she told that story so many times, right?
Yes.
But now she forgets.
Like, I mean, every family gathering, the story came up. My wife was even like, I can't believe she doesn't remember that. She would bring it up all the time.
Oh, no.
Tatum, did you know that your dad looked like a peanut when he was born? You ready? Are you ready to see the picture? Let me know if you think I look like a peanut in this picture.
No.
You don't think I look like a peanut?
No.
What do I look like?
A baby.
Do you think I look cute?
Yeah.
All right.
My unicy.
Oh, sure.
I was like, Mom, you want to see like as if my wife hasn't seen this picture? It's so cute.
Oh.
Yeah, cute baby.
What was Grandma thinking?
I don't know.
Well, I think my wife answered that question if I was an attractive baby or not, just from this reaction.
Oh.
Oh, poor thing. Oh. Well, can't believe I married that guy.
Lucky girl.
Thank you.
What about the Rockaholics, though?
Well, yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Is there a story or some sort of memory that family members will never, ever, ever let you live down?
I bet you have a couple.
I sure do.
Give me a sample.
My best friend and I growing up, we started the Litter Free Club. But the way that we got the word out was by making door hangers out of like paper, and we put like rubber bands on them and we put them all around the neighborhoods in the area. So my mom was like, you were the Litter Free Club, but you actually just created more garbage. Like, there was nothing sustainable, nothing good about it. It was really bad. Like, we just created garbage, but we were the Litter Free Club.
True environmentalists, yeah. Taryn Daly and her friend.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is that one story that your family always reminds you of? You can never live it down, no matter how hard you try. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and we will chat with you after AC/DC. Is there a story story about you that your parents or other members of your family just absolutely love to bring up about you and will never let you live it down. 206-803-ROCK.
Judging by all the calls we've received, it seems like everybody lives a life of family members wanting to embarrass you.
And we have one person on hold who's got a story that involves the nookie, Steve.
Let's go.
But first, we're going to chat with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what's the story that your parents or other family members will never let you live down?
So we went on a camping trip one time, and I was in my old 85 GMC pickup. Well, on the way back, I had broke my phone, for context, that weekend. I drove over with my truck, and I came up to a stoplight, and I blew my first gear on my truck, and it's an automatic. So I couldn't go forwards. Well, I threw it reverse to see, and sure enough, reverse worked.
Okay.
So I had to, I was on my way back to base because I was in the Navy at the time. And so I had to drive in reverse 9.5 miles back to base. And I got almost there. I almost made it all the way to the front gate, and the MAs pulled me over. They thought I was drunk.
Well, yeah, they're probably not used to seeing somebody driving backwards.
True. I know. I 100% was like, all right, man, I can understand that. So they tried to turn me around, and my truck wouldn't go. And I was like, hey, man, I got to get back to base. So they gave me a police escort onto base in reverse in my truck. And everybody that was down in Lemoore, this was in Lemoore, California. Everybody that was stationed down there with me, still to this day, always gives me all kinds of grief and brings this story up. And my dad loves telling it as well.
Oh, I bet he does. I'm just thinking about the visual. If you're just driving and you see that, and you're like, you see like a police, you know, escort, and then they're like, but that car's driving backwards. Like, I did not expect to see that today.
I don't like driving in reverse for 9 feet, let alone 9 miles.
Dude, if I'm like, oh, I just missed a great spot, and it's like almost like down the entire length of a block, but I'm like, no cars are coming, and I'm like, I'm going to slam into somebody.
206-803-ROCK. Tom from Auburn, what's the story that your parents or family members will never let you live down?
So when I was little, like toddler age, my dad and his girlfriend tried to slip away for a quickie, and I went looking for them, and I ended up walking in on them doing the deed. According to my dad, I absolutely freaked out about it, and I started screaming, "No, Daddy, don't hurt her!"
Oh no!
Back away, Daddy.
Do you remember this, or is this something that like they have to just bring it up and you're like, I did that?
Yeah, it is that I don't remember it. Dad would always find the worst times to bring it up. Like, we were at a bar once, and I was trying to hit on some young woman about my age, and Dad found a way to bring it up. I think it was his way of testing her. Yeah, like, he's brought it up to girls that I was dating or girls that I was trying to impress, or just he'd get a few in them, and he'd just start telling this story.
Okay, I love your dad, but also, yeah, he's a terrible wingman.
Worst wingman ever. Amanda from Ording is there.
Let me tell you about my son and this time he walked in on me and my lady having sex.
Amanda from Ording, tell us the story that your parents or other family members just will not let you live down.
It's actually about my daughter, my youngest daughter, and my oldest daughter's best friend.
Okay.
They were younger. They're adults now, mostly. And they were at my house playing hide and seek in the dark at night. And the best friend and my youngest daughter were hiding together. And the best friend was like laying over my daughter in the yard. And one of the other children playing said something funny and made her laugh. And she laughed so hard she peed her pants. But she was on top of my daughter. So yeah, every time she's around, we're like, oh, you remember that time you peed on my daughter?
There's going to come a point where they're just not going to be friends anymore because she just doesn't want to be reminded of that.
Oh, no. She's like my third child.
That's amazing. How old are they now?
Oh, no.
50.
No, she said they were in their 20s. I think she said
20s. Okay, I missed that part. Thank you.
Oh, no. Danny, do you have a story like that?
Oh, my favorite was just when I was 3 years old. My mom loves to tell everyone that I was wanting to go say hi to my aunt and her friend who were hanging out in the living room. And she's like, Daniel, it was right after my shower. And she's like, Daniel, you cannot go in there. You're naked. And so I went into my room, put on my hat, and I disappeared. So my mom walks into the living room. There I am, buck naked with just a hat on. And she says, Daniel, I told you not to come in here. And I just look at her and I said, I'm not naked, Mom. I have my hat on.
It's a very good point.
Thank you.
And that makes sense now why you always show up to work wearing nothing but just a hat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a nice Kraken hat, by the way.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you would like a shot at beating Steve this morning, now's the time to call 206-803-ROCK and try to take him down. His record, 123 wins, 48 losses, 33 ties in 2025. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.